Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Joe Myers on the show now to review Top Gun Maverick. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. That is such a terrific movie. You know, it just blew me away. And I got to say, first, it's worth springing for the extra bucks for IMAX.
Oh, really?
Really?
You know, the sound, this movie has really revived the theatrical movie business for, adults. I mean, kids have gotten all these Marvel and DC movies. But what a pleasure to see a movie designed for the total movie-going audience. It really is a throwback to the days of those summer blockbusters like the original Top Gun. I mean, it's such a well-made movie, and I was so surprised. I didn't expect it to be as emotional as it was.
Right.
You know, it really got my tear ducts going. I got to tell you, it's just a good movie.
I'm crying.
We're probably halfway through the movie, and Jennifer was like, I almost got emotional three times.
Well,
yes. And I mean, the way they utilize.
I almost cried when
Kilmer.
I saw the price for popcorn.
Right.
That's a different cry.
Very emotional.
Part of my car, yeah. Hey.
And I heard today there's going to be a popcorn shortage. I just heard that on the news.
That's why it was so expensive.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bags, too, in the containers. Just, you know.
Yeah, the whatever causes the butter not to leak out, that lining is in short supply, believe it or not.
It's asbestos.
Are you serious?
Just kidding.
I'm absolutely serious. I saw it online, like maybe 20 minutes ago.
Yep.
So it's not the popcorn, it's the liner for the bucket?
Yeah.
No, it's both. The farmers are switching to other kinds of crops because popcorn isn't as profitable for them. And this paper lining, they say, is going to be in short supply, too. So... You know, I don't know what we're going to do in the middle of summer.
Eat radishes.
Out of popcorn. Yep.
Wow.
Bucket of radish.
No, but we're just getting dialed down to be like every other country on the planet.
Yeah.
It's like, you just can't have everything you want when you want it.
Right.
It's true.
Yep.
It's true.
Sucks.
You give this what? How many stars do you give this out of five?
Well, out of five, I think I might give it five. You
wow.
know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, for a big studio commercial film, I don't think it gets much better than this, you know. And like I said, Tom Cruise deserves kudos, you know, from the theatrical movie business because he is reviving it. This was the biggest Memorial Day weekend in history. I mean, that's incredible coming after COVID, you know, and it's the biggest opening he's ever had. And as I was saying to a friend, I think he may be the last real movie star in terms of a guy who can, you know, star in a picture, draw people in to see him, and he's terrific in it. You know, I mean, he's as big a star as he's ever been, and he's been at the top for 40 years now. No one else comes close.
I like that he's back now.
Yeah.
This movie has made him, you know, I don't know, cool again.
Yeah.
So he had that weird Scientology wacko.
Jumping on the couch thing at Oprah.
Yeah.
All right.
I love her.
Yeah.
He's been down on a movie set not too long ago, right? During the pandemic.
He got angry.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. Mm.
He was right.
Yeah, he was afraid they were going to violate the protocols, so blew his stack.
He was worried that they were going to shut down this, $100 million production.
Right. Absolutely.
Everybody's trying to pay their mortgage. Everyone's trying. Basically, Hollywood said, all right, Tom.
You're Tom.
We're going to let you make this book. Because no one was making movies.
Yep.
And put all these people back to work, and they're just showing up. No mask, nothing. Like, no tests.
Straighten their ass out.
Yeah, he was mad, but rightfully so.
But of course,
that got leaked, and people thought he was,
Nah, he's cool.
He's great. You know, and the thing with Maverick, too, is he sat on this movie for 2 years. He was determined that it not go to Paramount Plus. You know, he pledged to the theater operators, this is going to be a theatrical movie. You know, and he waited and waited and waited, and it's paid off huge.
Dividends, big time, yep.
Well, it broke Memorial Day weekend records.
It did.
Yep.
Broke all kinds of records. That Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
That's the movie that he beat.
Yep, buried it.
And Paramount stock went up. AMC stock went up briefly. It went down again, but it did go up
popcorn.
For a while. Mm. You know, so I mean, this is really a real blockbuster. You know, it just blew me away. I can't even, you know, tell you how impressed I was by the whole package. The music, Jennifer Connelly as his leading lady, is age appropriate but stunningly beautiful.
Yes,
I'll tell you what. People on Twitter are like just discovering Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah.
That's like another corollary of this movie is like all of a sudden people are like, who is this person? I need to know everything about her.
Yeah, they love seeing it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yep.
She's in a lot of great movies.
She's been around forever. I mean, she was a little girl in Once Upon a Time in America, you know, like 40 years ago.
So she's grown up.
Hmm. I loved her in A Beautiful Mind.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, Requiem for a Dream. Now, she was great in that. I mean, that's a tough movie to watch, but man, she was terrific in that.
Just the title alone.
She was so perfect in Top Gun Maverick that I had to look because I thought she was in the first one.
Okay.
I was like,
yes.
Wait, I don't remember her, but she fits like a glove in this movie.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Running the bar, you know, having the daughter. And she does a lot just with her reactions. She doesn't have a tremendous amount of dialogue, but her reactions to watching what's going on are just beautifully done.
The what I love about the movie is a lot of times, you know, the movie was made in 1986. It was made as a 1986 action movie.
Yep. Yeah.
It was made to be a blockbuster.
Put your mind on hold and watch this. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't try to make it, all right, well, it's 2022, so we got to make it gritty.
Right.
Or
we got
to have it different. No. We got to be more realistic to military. No, they're like, no, we're going to make a freaking, this is how we made it. We're going to make it again.
Yeah.
There's 2022 movie styles to it that just moves faster. And
enemies, no actual country. They say enemies, as you're saying, right?
Yeah.
I think it's the best sequel since Creed, you know, where they reworked Rocky very successfully.
That was a good movie.
You
know, Creed, yeah.
That was a really good movie, and this reminded me of that because it stood alone. They satisfied the fans of the original Top Gun, but if you never saw Top Gun, you could go in and watch this and enjoy it as a drama and an action film. It's incredible.
The one thing they did tweak that I thought was great
was that
there's laughs. Like,
oh, there's jokes?
There's absolutely.
Laughing moments.
Nice.
It's like a Marvel movie where there's like, wow, it's tense, but there's a joke.
Jocularity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
And the way they deal with Goose's son, played by Miles Teller, the through line dramatically involving him and sort of the way he resents Maverick and the way that's resolved is just really powerful.
And it wasn't a predictable ending.
Oh, nice.
Because I was 10 minutes into this movie. I'm like, I lean over to Jennifer. I'm like, I know how this ends. She goes, don't ruin it for me.
I will kill you.
And then I was right. I'm like,
you guessed it.
But wait.
Oh.
There's more.
You were wrong.
I was wrong. The movie wasn't over. I'm like, oh, boy, this is great. Great.
Yeah.
You got me.
Jennifer,
you got me.
You movie making people.
You heard Jennifer go,
And, you know, I'm one of those guys, I'll look at a movie and say, where can you cut here and there?
Yeah. Yes.
What could, there was nothing I would edit.
Wow.
Like, I never felt like, wow, this is downtime. Let's get back to it, please.
Yeah. Wrap it, Chica. Here we go.
Yeah.
So many movies now are bloated out to 2 hours and 40 minutes. This was the perfect running time.
Yeah, I felt like I just got off a roller coaster when I walked out. I was like, wow, I'm still, like, there's still adrenaline going here.
Oh,
very
okay.
good.
Right.
The problem that people are going to have now if they go to see it is that everyone's raved about it, so the expectation level will be so high. I was expecting not a lot, so I went in, I was blown away. I think everyone hearing all this buzz is going to walk in and be like, this is going to be the greatest thing in the history of movies. It's like, well, it's Top Gun.
This entire weekend on Facebook, that's all you saw was, just saw Top Gun, oh my God, you have to see this. Oh my God, best movie ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the entire weekend.
Yeah.
I had heard what you said, Chaz. I had read that it was 97 on the tomato meter, so I thought, you know, this is going to be good. But it exceeded those expectations for me, seriously.
The thermometer.
Me too. It was the biggest swing for me to go from, this is the dumbest idea to make a sequel of this movie.
We did.
To
we did.
Loving it.
Yeah.
Loving it.
Why did you do the soda?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking True Lies. You know, that came out in 1994.
Yes.
A really good sort of comic action film.
Cameron
went off to do Titanic and Avatar, and of course Schwarzenegger went into politics. But I think they could revive that. Maybe have Schwarzenegger be the, you know, bureaucrat heading the agency or whatever.
Or like a retired guy they brought back in again, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, you know, and have him, like, you know, and him, Tom Arnold's got to be in as well, because those two worked together. Jamie Lee Curtis, tell her to stop
Absolutely.
Doing the trivia, Drew.
That was a great movie.
The poo-poo yogurt ads and stuff like that, and get back to work.
Yep.
Yeah.
Activia. I couldn't think of the name. I think poo-poo, I say poo-poo yogurt ads. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Poo-poo yogurt.
The poo-poo yogurts, yes.
That, you're right. That is a great
that
movie.
That was a great movie, yeah. It's too bad Tia Carrera got blown up. The car went into the water.
Oh, she was fantastic in it.
She could have somehow survived that.
Oh, yeah.
Because spy
movies
survived weirder stuff.
She'll have like an eye patch or something like that. And like, you know, like a like one, like an arm in a sling. And she'll like, you know, but still be, you know, in the movie. That'd be great. What's wrong with my
thing? It was a fun movie.
You're starting to speak in sound effects.
Oh, sorry.
Come home. No, that's really good. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
True Lies.
True Lies, definitely.
Is that the only one you had, Joe?
No, sorry. I also went back to the Tom Cruise well. The Firm, which I love, the 1993 movie, you know, based on the Grisham book, where he plays this lawyer who finds out he's working for a mob law firm in Memphis. And, you know, at the end, he figures out a way to get out without being disbarred. He and his wife pack up and leave Memphis. And I would like to know what happened to Mitch and his wife. And did the mob come after them? You know, what's up?
Well, he's older now, so they're not so firm. But yeah. The Flabby.
But that was a terrific thriller. You know, great cast.
Yeah.
You should check that out. It's good.
And it made a lot of money.
Yeah. I didn't see
it. It was a huge hit. Yeah. Sidney Pollack directed it. Ed Harris was in it. Holly Hunter got an Oscar nomination.
Ooh.
Terrific, terrific picture.
There's a moment in there. It just reminds me of life. Like, there was a moment where all hell was breaking loose in their lives.
Yeah.
And they're rich. They're, you know, they got some money.
They got some quag.
Yeah.
Got some cake, yeah.
And she looks at him. She was like, remember when it was just simple? We'd have pizza on a Friday night.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, wow.
They can afford pizza?
No, but you don't appreciate that moment when the only thing you have is yourselves and the pizza.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's like, just enjoy it.
Yep.
Because it'll get complicated.
Watching TV on the couch.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why he takes that
pizza
offer
breath.
Because they offer him a lot of money. He's been working as a waiter and studying law, and they head off to Memphis and find out they're sort of stuck in this nightmare with a mob-controlled law firm.
Oh,
Phil, you had a movie?
That's all bad.
I don't know if it's on Joe's list or not, so I apologize if I'm stealing one from you. But I thought Waterworld, which bombed when it came out, would never be more relevant than it is right now. Like, it's all anyone is talking about is like
so
the
sequel,
the
not-
climate.
Not a remake.
No. A straight sequel.
Okay.
But now I think it's more relevant than it was then. And, like, you can still have all the wacky, fun characters, but the whole thing can become, now that at the end of the movie, and I'm spoiling it for if you haven't seen it, but it's an old movie. Get over it.
Don't tell me.
They find land. Like, there's a little spot of land that's left at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
So he now knows how to find it. And, like, this has been the whole first movie is like, where is it? Where do we find the map to get there? Now he knows where it is, so he becomes, like, the most valuable person in Waterworld because he knows how to find land and he knows how to get people to land. And then there's a whole separate storyline on, like, how the people that live on land decide who's worthy enough to come on and who's not.
Waterworld,
like, you have to be able to bring something to it.
Yeah.
You've really thought about this.
I mean, it's a great scenario for a movie. It was not perfectly executed the first time.
No.
But there's definitely something there.
Hmm.
That was a movie that the media trashed so bad.
Immediately. And thoroughly.
And while it was being made, because there was production delays and disasters on the set.
Fortune. Yeah. But the bottom line is that movie actually made money. You know, it was written off as a big bomb, but globally, you know, and when the bottom line was analyzed, it made money.
It's one of those movies where the media trashed it so bad.
Absolutely.
When I went, I expected nothing, and I saw it, I was like, it really wasn't that bad.
No, it doesn't stink that much.
It's not a horrible movie. And Kevin Costner is... he's in that Yellowstone now, and people love him.
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah, he's back. So, he's a big star again, so why not?
Yeah, bad idea.
Yeah.
AJ?
I was thinking Titanic 2. Titanic 2. We find out that the ocean liner sank, but a lot of people survived. They're in this bubble in the bottom.
Yeah, there's like an airtight compartment.
There's like an airtight compartment. They all have like a little civilization going down there. And Arnold Schwarzenegger leads, you know, the recovery effort. Come on, we get them now. Do it. And they bring a submersible down there, and they try and rescue the people before the thing collapses.
Hmm.
So, yeah. That's
boy.
A thriller right there. Titanic 2.
I'd go see that.
See?
The Abyss.
Right.
Sounds a little like what you're talking about.
Right.
You should watch that one.
Instead of Iceberg, it's hit by Edmund Goldberg.
Great. Ashley?
I'm going to go with Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Oh, I tried to pick a movie.
The
College Years?
Well, I tried to pick a movie where all of the characters, you know, the actors are alive.
Still alive, yeah.
And can be in the sequel.
Right.
And it would be interesting to see them as parents and see how kids, you know, they can't tear them away from their video games. Like, it's a generational thing. It's interesting to see how kids today would skip school as opposed to, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
I wouldn't skip school and just sit there on the couch.
They would be grandparents now, though, wouldn't they?
Oh,
yeah, they would be.
Like, for school-age kids?
Close.
Yeah.
I think they wouldn't be parents. They'd be grandparents.
Yeah, they're all like around 60 years old now.
That would actually be it. What's the Nick character's name?
Ferris Bueller?
Yes, thank you.
Ferris Bueller Day Off.
Yes. That would be the hook.
Right.
Because the father in this movie would be Ferris's son.
Right.
And Ferris and the grandkid would go out like, I'm going to show you.
Oh, they connect.
How to have this day.
Right. Gotcha.
And the father, Ferris Bueller's son, is the straight nerd. Right. Like, what are you doing?
Who's actually now the principal.
And there could be
that's
like,
great.
And
there could be I'm like, in.
Someone's died saving cats from a fire. Laura Kyle, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I apologize. My voice is still struggling from the smoke inhalation, and my esophagus was burnt, so I sound like a really raspy person, which is not normally me. So
we appreciate
you agreed
coming on.
Let me talk.
And you're still not completely back. Thank you.
Yeah.
Laura
Thank
Kyle,
you.
Director of Rescue Pets of Florida, St. Pete's Division. What happened?
Well, we foster a lot of animals out of our homes in Florida because of the need. The need down there is in the hundreds of thousands every year. So it's the height of kitten season. Yeah, it's the height of kitten season. The shelters are, you know, bringing in 40,000 in each shelter around there a year. So we have hundreds of foster homes, and I'm one of the larger ones that takes the ones that are in the adoption center. And also we had multiple animals dropped off the night before the fire at my house that were headed to the adoption center homes in the morning.
So this was not a fire at a shelter. This was a fire at your house.
At my house, yes. And I had been up till almost 3 in the morning doing critical care on some 1-pound kittens that were about 4 or 5 weeks old, and went to bed. About 2 hours later, I was awakened to the smoke alarm in the kitchen. And,
how many cats did you have in your house?
We had probably, you know, around 20 or so in the house. There were little kittens and everything just waiting to leave, and head to adoptions the next day. So 3-bedroom house, just me, and awoke to a fire in the kitchen, which was started electrically behind the stove, not anything, you know, at fault. And what I did was I opened the front door, which caused what the fire department caused a flashover.
Right.
And it set the ceilings on fire, and the fire comes at you like through the den, down the hallway. And, you know, the animals were just crying, and I couldn't see them. So I was blindly going through trying to grab cats and kittens and put them out the front door as I could find them. And then I ran back in the house and got trapped in my bedroom trying to get them out. So we were able to save around 17 or 18.
Who's we?
Well, just the rescue in general, me. But
well, you speak in we, and it's basically you.
Yeah.
It's me, but the veterinarians and all that are helping. You know, I got them out, and it was early morning, so the sun wasn't even up, and I didn't have a phone. I didn't have a voice, and, you know, I'm trying to pull them through the window. I had to bust windows open with my hands, so that's where I suffered a lot of burns on my back and neck and, you know, my arms and fingers and stuff, so But it was probably worst nightmare you could ever imagine if you love animals.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Well, you put yourself, you were ready to die for your cats.
Yeah.
I was. Yeah. You kind of get to a point, though, when you do this, you try to save all you can. And, at some point, the fire is just so big. And, I'm trying to still bust out windows and had no one helping me. The fire department was probably 20 minutes late getting there, so it was bad.
And you said you were able to get, what, like 17 of them out
of the 20?
Yeah, we usually don't have crates in our homes. Most of the time the animals will live like they live with us, which helps them get adopted faster.
Yeah.
I only had two in a crate, and it registered in my head, even though I couldn't see my hand in front of my face where they were, and the fire was literally on the ceiling above us. And I was able to get them out safely. So I found their crates and was able to figure out how to open it and pull them out. And they actually escaped unharmed. But it was just probably one of the worst things anybody that ever does rescue in the country or the world, would ever want to happen.
So you had like 20 cats and 17 got out?
Yeah, around 17. There were some of my personal animals died that were in the house. You can see, you can pick or choose. You just had to grab whoever you could get, right, and get them out. So it's been pretty devastating for me. So,
well, could it be that maybe they got the other three they're missing just got out and unaccounted for?
They're looking for them. I was in ICU burn trauma center in Tampa General in Tampa, Florida for 4 days. And then I was moved to North Florida to meet up with my family, and now I'm just north of Atlanta recovering for the week, and then I fly back on Monday. But people are still, they found one the other day that someone found and brought in, and we're still looking for a couple that we don't know. We know that there were, a few deceased in the house as well. So, Yeah, it's really sad. You can hear them crying, and you couldn't find them. So.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh, that's heartbreaking. I can't even.
Yeah.
It was your worst nightmare. It was really bad. So, I wanted to come on today just to let everybody know, that has had animals. I've had people fly down from your area to adopt for me recently because of, certain kitties that they saw online. And we've been trying to do a fundraiser to help with the medical bills because at some of the emergency care in Florida, it's like $3,000 a day for a cat to come in, and we've had just about everybody in the ER, and then some are still hospitalized at my personal vet and different things with burnt feet and eyes and ears and different things. So, but they're all expected to recover that made it out. So.
Man, there is something about you animal people,
It's how you're wired.
I know I've been doing this for 7 years. I moved to Florida a long time ago, but I wasn't really involved in animal rescue. And then someone made me aware of it, cause down there.
Laura, when you were going into the house for another trip in to get more cats and the house is on fire and you can't really see in front of you, was there a little voice in the back of your head saying, I probably shouldn't be here? I could
there
die.
Was, and... I was very lucky. I have long blonde hair and I had it clipped on top of my head. That's the way I had slept, thank God.
Yeah.
But when I ran through my house down the long hallway back to the bedroom, which is where one of my personal cats was and some other little kittens had ran in there, I got trapped in there. And it was the scariest feeling I've ever felt. The fire department calls it a flashover where the fire just hits anything that's already got a hot spot and turns it into fire. That included the entire attic and the insulation up there. So it just kind of went through the roof. So my bedroom, the ceiling was on fire. Had a big farmhouse bed in front of my window, which is not a good idea. And my window is like 52 inches wide. So I'm trying to open it and it's about 600 degrees. And I finally had to bust through it with my hands and flip out and threw a couple of the kitties out the window. I remember seeing them go through before I got out and almost passed out in the yard. So my neighbors had to pull me away from the house.
Jeez.
Wow.
This is like a horror movie. To keep me from going back in.
Yeah, it
was probably worse than any horror movie that I've seen in my life. And I would have never imagined it would be so bad. Yeah.
So you jumped out a window. Like you broke a window.
I slipped through a window. Yeah. And I'm sporty, but I'm 50, in my early 50s. So I'm not a spring chicken. I played too hard in my 20s. So, you know, I definitely have been feeling that the last 2 weeks.
So that was your home. You lost everything in that fire?
I lost everything. Everything. Yeah. My car is even melted in the front. I had it parked in the driveway up against front windows. But the windows in the front of the house were kind of floor to ceiling. Most of the front of the house was glass. So I busted some of those windows out to try to see if the cats that were still inside could come out the windows, I'm trying to pull up pieces of things in the yard to bust through the windows, but I could barely breathe or stand myself because the fire had already hit me pretty hard with the smoke inhalation. And, you know, I'm lucky because they kept finding a few even 5 or 6 days later after the fire. So we're blessed there that there were some that, you know, made it out and are still being found.
Wow. Boy, if not for you.
Yeah.
Those cats wouldn't have made it.
Not any
17.
Of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody likes to have a number of kitties in their house, but it's unfortunately I become like a little storage ground until they go to the PetSmart, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be hard for you to find a date, you know, when you can't bring them home. It's like, it's like 20 cats in here.
Well, you say must love cats, first of all.
Right.
Exactly.
Like really love cats.
Well,
yeah.
Or you just go, this isn't going to happen for a little bit. You know, so
yeah,
we all do this volunteer too. We don't get paid to do it. So we all have full-time jobs and families and
We hear in the news about the extreme cases, like, well, lady with 90 cats, house condemned, whatever. I think it's one of these, you start with one or two and then you want to save them all.
Yeah.
And then you just can't control. You can't say no to any of them,
right?
Well,
and you want to save them all.
Yeah, my fosters will do that, and they're like, "I really love this one." I'm like, "You can't. You know, you've got to get them adopted. We've got to move them out. But otherwise, you can't save more."
Yeah,
right.
If you don't do that, and we were just at my one PetSmart in St. Pete, we were adopting 27 a week, and we do about 4,000 adoptions a year in Tampa. So. We stay on it, and we do, as much as we can to help the shelters and the public down there.
How did this start with you?
Cats the rescue?
As a kid? Yeah. How do you go from loving cats and having a cat as a pet to having 20 cats in your home?
Yeah.
Honestly, I was at a ball game, and I had a couple of beers, and someone told me about the cat that were going to die in the morning, and I'm like, what are you talking about? So it... made me stay up all night long looking at this website in Tampa that listed all the animals that were going to be euthanized in the morning. And I'm like, this exists? I didn't know this existed, you know? So we are very lucky with all the rescues and everybody pulling together over the last 7 years. We got the main shelter in Tampa down from like a 70% euthanasia to about a 5%.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's mainly euthanasia for medical reasons. So we're all very tight with, you know, the directors and the community there and commissioners, and we fought hard. So, we've changed a lot of things in Florida, which is fantastic.
Laura Kyle is on. She almost lost her life saving cats from her home. Lost everything, her car, her house, all the contents, and now she's starting
everything
from scratch. We have the link to your GoFundMe page linked on our radio station website if anyone would like to contribute any amount.
Yeah, help her out.
To help Laura get back.
Yeah.
She lost everything.
She deserves it.
It will help me. It will help the animals. And honestly, when you're thinking of, you know, anywhere from 3 to 10,000 or more for a cat to be healed from something like this, it goes fast, you know. So every little bit will help us rebuild and buy them things and cat toys and towers again and things that we need to keep them healthy while we're rescuing the community. So.
Now, you rescue cats that are, like, outside or from the shelter feral. That are about to...
Both. We made a deal with a shelter to try to take as many community ones as we could so that they don't get so overloaded. And they help us out with some grant money to help us do a lower cost of Humane Society in different places. So to get them all fixed and microchipped and tested and shots before they go up for adoption.
Wow. We adopted two cats from a rescue, both of them, in their litters, where their whole litters were put into a Tupperware container, zip-tied shut, and left under a bridge.
Horrible.
Thought, what kind of human being?
How? It's not
a human being. Why?
How can you do that?
It's a monster.
Why? There's no monster. There's people who will help them.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of sick people out there, and when you're in rescue, you see it all. I'm the person that deals with the ICU cases, like the burn kitties, and I'm up here recovering right now, so it's stressing me because I know how to treat them. Because I've had construction workers in Florida pour hot tar on a cat before, and I treated him for a year.
See, that person needs a beating with a baseball bat.
Oh, my God.
I see that, man. I go nuts.
Yeah.
And I have kitties that were in the house that were tied in garbage bags and thrown in the dumpster, you know, so they were babies. They were about a couple weeks old, you know, so.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you can do that.
It becomes a passion, and it can get to you every year, you know, emotionally. It's about the hardest thing you could do, try to deal with that and keep your personality going and be able to, you know, function in your real job and your real life with your friends and do this as well and try to love the humans around you, you know?
Yeah.
It can be very disheartening.
Well, it's an honor to speak to someone like you who put their life on the line for some kitties.
An angel.
You almost died saving 17 cats from your house.
I would do it again, and I wish I had done more, you know? It's like sometimes you get to that point where, you know, they're innocent and you would almost die for them, you know? It's I hate to say that, but, you know, I don't have children. And that was my choice after Columbine and all the crazy stuff in the news you see. But, you know, it's difficult. The fire marshal was the same way. Him and his wife don't have children, and they have rescue dogs. And he's like, they're
our babies.
They become
your family.
You know?
They are your family.
Yeah.
They're the family that doesn't judge you, that's innocent. And so many adopters from around the country and all have been reaching out, which has been really helpful for my recovery and my mindset, because I'm going to have a lot of emotional problems when I get back trying to deal with it.
And you should feel nothing but good.
Proud of yourself.
Proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am, but I'm sad too.
I got you. A lot of sadness.
Yeah.
Well, Laura, thanks for coming on. Thanks for what you did. Thanks for sharing the story. We're linked up on the radio station website to your GoFundMe page. Good luck. Please keep in touch. You know who Zach Bryan is?
Yeah. Country artist.
So he stopped his show to politely break up a fight. Politely.
Politely, yes.
Here he is on stage.
Hey! What up?
Hey, yeah!
I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean to call you an Hey, stop the fight. Hey, whoever it is. Hey, bro. Hey, security's not going to take you out. Let's just stop the fight. Deal? Climb back over. Don't fight in the parking lot either, please.
Please.
This is okay.
He is very polite.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming you. Everything's cool.
Please, okay.
Okay.
Looks like he's a veteran as well. Looked like he served in the Navy.
Oh, wow.
All right, we'll take him out of dumbass news. We'll put the two people fighting.
Exactly right. He's not the dumbass.
No, he's the nice guy.
Very
I like how it says politely break up fight, and then the first thing you hear is, hey, a-hole!
Yeah, but then he turned around and said,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you an a-hole.
Yeah. Yeah, very nice guy.
Yeah.
Very respectful.
Sometimes you just need to catch everyone's attention.
What are you fighting at a show for? Are you pushing each other?
Someone knocked your beer over or something like that.
Yeah,
or you spilled a beer on you, stepped on your foot.
It's like, hey, I was standing here. Why are you? Yeah. Right.
Don't cut me.
There's a number
of things. Armrest.
Yeah.
I pushed somebody once.
Number of things. Really? You?
On purpose?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, on purpose.
Ooh.
I was not drunk. I was not young. This was fairly recent. This was like right before the pandemic.
Phil kicking ass.
I was not kicking ass, but.
Pushing ass.
You've been Phil checked.
I didn't touch any ass. There's no ass touching.
Are you certain?
Amanda is a huge Guster fan. and they do this show up in Maine, and she was like, this would be a nice little like summer thing. We can go see the concert, spend like a few days. I'm like, yeah. So there's a break between, you know, the band right before Guster and the big show. And there's, it's just a, we're in a field. Like everyone's just standing. She's got a prosthetic leg. She's like, I just need a break. So I'm like, all right, just sit down right here. Yeah. And like, we'll make sure that no one bothers us. So this guy is walking, I'm assuming with his wife, they're holding hands, and he stops where he's straddling her legs and just stands there. And then I was like, hey,
which
man.
Which way is he facing?
His back is to us. So okay. He stands in front of us.
Right.
And then just stops. It so was like,
his
this
ass
is our
in your
spot
face.
Now. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, her face, because she's sitting, I'm standing.
Right. Well.
So it's just like, hey, man, we're standing here. You know, can you just keep moving? Just,
yeah, move to the side.
And he just sort of like turned around and like gave me a face, and I was about to lose my mind.
You're incensed.
Because, like, she can't control her situation. Like, she just wants to rest for like 5 minutes. Like, get out of here. So I put my hand on his shoulder. I was like, will you please move? We have someone here who needs to take a break. And I don't need to start going into her medical history to this douchebag, right?
Right, showing charts and whatnot, yeah.
So he goes to, like, say something. I go, nope, I don't even want to hear it. And I just sort of, like, pushed him to the right. And then he just sort of, like, stumbled. And he was, like, he went to get mad. And I was, like, I don't even want to deal with it. And, like, everyone at a Guster show is very polite. So they're, like, hey, no. Like, don't worry about it, don't worry. And, like, made space for him. And then he just stood over there. Like, why would you just stand right in front of someone like that?
Fair. That's rude.
Yep. An inconsiderate adult.
And I tried to be polite. I was like, hey, I don't know if you saw. There's someone right here.
Pardon me, sir.
Not today.
Yes, I did see that side of him that time in traffic when he went nuts on me.
Not today.
Not today. I'm like, oh, great. I'm in the passenger
seat. You don't even want to know what I do to hamsters.
I'm going
to
die.
Nothing. Only guinea pigs.
Guinea pigs,
though.
Yeah.
Hamsters are cool.
I will take your nose and shove it into a wall and
write
with it.
You got a guinea pig-like face.
Right.
I'm going to use your face as a paintbrush.
He kind of did look like a guinea pig eating his apple.
Hold on. Let me get some blood out of here. I mean, paint.
You had like buggy eyes and stuff like that? Were they red? Red. Red.
Red.
Red.
But yeah, shove that guy right out of the way.
I'm so happy he didn't hit you back. I was so worried about that.
I mean, you would have heard that story a lot sooner.
Like, Phil, what happened to your face?
Well,
somebody thought I was a guinea pig.
No, the joke's on him. I ran to his fist 5 times.
He didn't know what was coming at him.
I hurt his head so bad with my teeth and my forehead and my nose. Yeah, he's going to be hurting tomorrow. He can't write a thing. He will not be able to write a damn thing. He could write a check.
Yeah, guess what? Try to sign that check.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jim.
My face screwed that up.
Guess what?
For
use your credit card. Guess what? You have to sign for it.
If he drives a manual, guess what? Shifting?
Exactly. Just
out the
turning
window.
The wheel. Every time he picks up his coffee mug, he's going to think of me. I'll fix him. I'm going to ruin his hand with
my
face.
My tooth mark in that knuckle. That's going to be sore when he cleans his hand.
I will so hurt your hand with my face.
If he forgets and uses some hand sanitizer, that's going to hurt real bad.
Oh, it's going to sting. It's going to sting.
Flights are expensive.
Yes.
And they get canceled.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Just and then boom. If you have, you know, they want to connect you to 18 different flights. And then if one gets delayed or canceled.
Yeah,
you're
screwed. Yes, you are.
Hotels, the whole thing. It's a nightmare. I'll tell you, it's a nightmare. So we got a professional here to help you.
Oh.
It's Amanda with Largate Travel. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're very good.
Awesome.
And you?
You know, I'm busier than ever. I can say that.
Good answer.
People are done with COVID.
Yeah, they are.
They're just like, all right, so I get COVID, I get some sniffles. Oh, let's go, bring it.
Exactly right.
I want vacation.
We're not scared anymore.
Yes. Well, and everybody is hitting the road, and it's fantastic, but it is complicated. So it's kept us rather busy, and that's a great change for us after the past couple years.
Should people try to fly at this point or just give up because it's hell?
No. I mean, people are still booking. They're still wanting to go away. And they realize it's complicated. So it's a little bit more work. And, you know, you have a lot more things to check and prepare and get ready. But people are still doing it. And they're having some great times. But there can be some hiccups along the way. That's for sure.
I think this is the best time to have a travel agent. It's like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
This is when I want to do it.
Right.
Here's my budget.
Handle it.
Keep me posted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Handle it.
Yeah, and that's what we're finding is all of those DIYers are realizing that, yes, you can go online and you can book your trip, but when things go wrong, you know, you can't call 1-800-INTERNET, or you can, and you hold for a really long time. So that is our job, and we've been doing it as best as we can, and people are still having some great experiences.
Cool. What's wrong with the airline business now? Why is it so nutty? I know there's more people who want to travel.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is it less
what
pilots?
Happens?
What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you, during COVID, a lot of the airlines, you know, made the decision to offer early retirement. And so a lot of pilots, a lot of the flight staff took early retirement, and now things are booming, and we have a huge shortage. And so I think that last estimate I heard was 30,000 pilots short right now.
Wow.
And, you know, people aren't going through school quick enough to fill those positions.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
I know.
That's it. I'm walking.
That's the new guy.
I'm walking everywhere. Yeah, I don't want a guy consulting a manual in a nosedive.
Hey, does your daddy know you're in this plane?
Right. Yeah, really.
I'm the pilot.
Right. No, it's my first day.
And who's a big boy behind the pilot? Who's a big boy? Look at you with the hat on the wings. Are you serious?
You get on the plane sometimes and it looks like Doogie Howser is flying the plane. But, hey, these people are freshly trained. They're not burnt out. They're ready to fly.
Right.
And, you know, it's just until we get that next generation of pilots in the seats, it's going to be a little challenging.
Just,
and then, you know,
is it just pilots or is it everything?
It's across the board. I mean, you look at even the car companies. They sold off lots of their fleets to help them survive through COVID, and now there's car rental shortages. So it's across the board. Even hotels are having problems getting staff. But it hasn't deterred travelers. You know, they've learned to be a little bit more flexible. They've learned that, yes, the service level may not be what they used to be. But you know what? They're willing to do it because they want to get away.
You know, should we come back Conestoga wagons? Maybe we used to go across the United States Conestoga wagons. We should do that someday.
The Woody wagon. That was the way to go. Right. Everybody piles in and you drive to the shore.
I was thinking the Conestoga wagon pulled by the horses, like the chuck wagons.
I don't know what that is.
Like, you know, the old movies.
I know,
you saw, you know, like, you know, Little House on the Prairie, stuff like that. Yeah.
Is that something you'd want to do?
You know, I bet you if you brought that back, I bet you folks would do it.
Is that something you'd want to do?
I don't have a horse and I don't have the wagons, but I'm just
an
idea
man.
Would I do it?
You get the horse and the wagon.
Yeah, I'd do it.
You would do it.
Yeah.
You would take 4 weeks to get across the United States.
Yes, on the ground.
Camp out, eat beans.
Exactly.
Holy
beans
are great.
Right, well, helps with the fire, doesn't it?
Fish and hunt.
Birds off the methane.
Hunting your own food.
Not hunting. I'm bringing along provisions.
Okay, in the wagon.
Yeah, of course.
How would you Facebook?
I still got Facebook.
How? You can't.
Well, it's good. You know, this, you know. What do you mean? The same way I would if I was driving a car.
How are you going to charge your phone? Plug it into the back
charging
of the
horse? Charging station, so I'll get one of those instant chargers.
Yeah, in the middle of the desert.
You're going to park
a wagon
with horses.
In the Sahara?
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously. See what I'm dealing with over here?
There are deserts out west.
It's not a desert.
It's way easier to call a travel agent and just book a flight.
Fine, be like the way. You know, I was just trying something different, you know. Folks went through, like, trends and crazes and whatnot. Thought I'd give it a shot. I could see with a bunch of people who just want to do things a normal way. Fine. fine. You know, great thinkers are never appreciating their time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, AJ, you are a strange specimen, but sure enough, we could probably do it if you wanted to do it.
Just call me a strange specimen?
Not even person.
Specimen?
You're a specimen.
Am I an amoeba in a tube?
You're in a petri dish.
Yeah. You're a specimen.
That's so great.
You know, things that come out of your specimens, too. That's kind of yuck.
That's kind of yuck.
You call me a specimen.
Kind of yuck.
Amanda Largay Travel is on. So we got to talk to you again about this. There's not enough time to do it. But flights are crazy, but still doable.
Yeah.
People are getting places.
With specimens on board.
It's always good to call a travel agent. I wanted to talk to you about our trip to Punta Cana, this party.
Yes.
Here's the deal with this that's really cool, is that this was booked In 2019, yeah. We booked it, and we were going to go away in 2020, and then now here it is. This is it's 2019 prices.
Yeah.
Well, it's 2021 prices. So we originally started at $19.99. It did go up to $21.99. But if you look at what the prices are now at that hotel and for airfares, this is like the deal of the century at this point. We have not only the air secured nonstop from New York, but we also have transfers round trip. You have a Caribbean sand suite during your stay. And there's a limitless credit, which is no longer offered. It gives you 75% off of many, many of the excursions and activities. But then we also have the welcome dinner with everybody from PLR. We also have the snorkeling catamaran cruise, which is this gigantic catamaran for snorkeling, and it's a rum cruise, and it's really going to be a blast. And what's great about this trip is you have two people from our company there to make sure everything goes smoothly.
I think we're sending one or two. Plus
yeah,
us.
Yeah, you have quite a few people too.
We're the ones that caused the problems, then we got you guys who fixed the problems.
Figure it out.
All right. You left out the biggest, the big hook, the food and the drinks.
Yep.
Everything. And so, you know, it's the food, unlimited beverages, and then you also have all your gratuities included. So literally you don't have to pull your wallet out ever while you're on this trip, unless you want to go to the shop or you want to go to the spa.
Or I did a vacation.
So, yeah. Super easy vacation.
Yes. And the spa, I think, is 75% off because of that unlimited credit or whatever, right?
There are certain things that are, and it's a really great deal. And they're not offering that anymore, and they guaranteed us that for this group. So we only have 7 rooms left on this trip.
Oh, so everything one went since last night.
Since last night, we even sold one.
Wow.
So it's really going to go quickly, so I would encourage anybody who wants to book to either go online to pleasegoaway.com/ChazAndAJ, A-N-D-A-J, and they can also call our office at 800-322-9481, and we'll be able to help them. But it's going to be a fabulous trip, and I just think everyone needs a break after these crazy couple years, and it's a great time to get away. So as long as you have a passport that's valid through for 6 months past our trip. So
oh, my God. Jennifer wants to make out with you right now. So she was stressing out about this passport because she just got married. Yes. So she has a new last name.
Oh,
her driver's license has a new last name.
Right.
And she was like, well, I got to get my passport updated.
Right.
She's on the internet. She says, "Hunt, come here and help me." And I said, "I am not making the wrong decision on this one."
Yeah.
So I said, "Talk to Amanda." Amanda had her off the phone in 5 minutes. And it's like, you just leave it the same. You leave. You can travel with your driver's license with one name and your passport with another.
What?
Yes.
That's your passport overrides everything. So you want your airline ticket to match your passport exactly. And that's the most important thing. And so it's taking longer to get passports right now. Some states it's quick, some states it's taking a long time. So honestly, she was losing sleep till she talked to me. And I said to her, if you send that passport in right now, then I have to lose sleep for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
So she's good to go. But we help with everything. And that's the thing people need to realize.
I don't want to work to go on vacation. I already have a job.
Right.
I don't want another job to create this. And then you're in the middle of it. It's like, oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's $21.99, the whole deal. We're going in September 4th through 9th. Linked up on the radio station website. Thank you, Amanda.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.